Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. banking system has been suffering serious liquidity problems ever since the Fed was forced to inject billions of dollars daily into the overnight loan market in mid-September last year. This was several months before the beginning of the financial crisis wrought by the coronavirus. 4 years ago, the Office of Financial Research released a study that came to the conclusion that the so-called bank stress test failed to identify the actual risk for the financial system. Until now, that report was ignored. 3 months ago, the Federal Reserve released the results of its stress test using the usual protocol. However, 8 days ago, the Fed announced that a new round of stress tests will be conducted this year. All 34 banks in this test will be analyzed for their ability to manage a severe economic downturn and high unemployment continuing into next year. Further, the 13 banks with significant trading operations will also have a stress test of managing through the failure of their largest counterparty. The banks that will be subject to this more rigorous stress test are Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, Barclays US, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank USA, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, State Street, UBS, Wells Fargo. The standard for this more important test is, quote, "In connection with the counterparty default scenario component, these firms will be required to estimate and report the potential losses and related effects on capital associated with the instantaneous and unexpected default of the counterparty that would generate the largest losses across their derivatives and securities financing activities, including securities lending and repurchase or reverse repurchase agreement activities," unquote. I am highly suspicious that these tests will either 1. Be dishonestly conducted so as to avoid revealing the details of the huge financial problems in the banking system, or 2. Be honest and competent enough to show the size of the financial risk to such a degree that the U.S. government and or Federal Reserve will be forced to take taxpayer money to bail out the banks. Whatever the result, I expect it will clobber the U.S. economy. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.